Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 Telefónica has achieved a rapid 5G expansion in Germany with nearly 8,000 measures, an AI-driven network optimization boosting coverage to 99%. Vodafone has set a record in fixed network data consumption with aggressive gigabit network growth and a sophisticated fraud scheme targeting telecom customers via fraudulent fixed line bills urges vigilance.
According to mobiflip.de, in 2025, O2 Telefónica in Germany has achieved a rapid expansion of its 5G network by completing around 8,000 expansion measures, which has boosted its network to approximately 29,000 mobile sites and extended 5G coverage to 99% of the population. This significant progress includes the closure of 150 major coverage gaps, averaging one every second day with particular enhancements along rail routes, during major events, and in urban areas. The article further highlights that O2 Telefónica is integrating AI into its network operations, using a digital twin to monitor real-time conditions and automate network optimizations with anticipated governmental support to ease future permitting processes. In parallel, InsideDigital.de provides a comparative review with competitors Telecom and Vodafone, emphasizing that while all operators are intensifying network improvements, O2 Telefónica's initiatives, notably including the introduction of 600 entirely new mobile sites as part of the total expansion, are a critical component in enhancing 5G service quality, reliability, and capacity in high-traffic locations.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports significant changes in the career landscape as AI advancements reshape market dynamics. Career advisors now face a reversed ratio of purpose and pragmatism, with economic pressures and AI substitution playing a pivotal role. Stefan Flaum, a career advisor at the Ludwig Maximilians University in Munich, highlights that graduates must now deal with economic crises and competition from AI-driven processes, a challenge that is evident from the increasing numbers of unemployed academics under 30. The article explains that AI now manages tasks ranging from file searches and data analysis to comprehensive market and competitor evaluations, impacting sectors such as engineering, consulting, legal practices, and marketing. Furthermore, experts like Katharina Holzla of the Fraunhofer Institute for Work, Business, and Organization IAO emphasize the importance of proactively integrating AI in everyday professional roles, arguing that proficiency in these systems is indispensable. Research by Axel Plunecke of the Institut der Deutschen Wirtschaft supports this view by pointing out that demand for professionals in STEM has shifted, with nearly 40,000 open positions now being influenced by AI-driven market dynamics. The report also notes that human resources departments are already employing AI tools, such as parsers to read applications, which calls for CVs to be structured in an algorithm-friendly manner. Additionally, institutions like LMU Career Service are adapting by organizing specialized events, including a KI Academy, to help graduates combine digital skills with human creativity and strategic thinking. In conclusion, melding human insight with AI competence and demonstrating innovative applications and job tasks is portrayed as essential for successfully navigating today's tech-driven professional environment.
The article in Weltumsonntag examines the time citizens in Germany spend on visits to government offices. It is reported that an average visit consumes about 2 hours and 5 minutes, with citizens spending 51 minutes traveling, 40 minutes waiting, and only 34 minutes on actual processing. The report describes a representative survey by Bitkom that highlights the challenges faced by citizens, with 58% encountering difficulties in securing appointments and nearly half rating the overall experience as negative. In contrast, while 9 out of 10 individuals could complete their tasks during the visit, 43% believed that their issues could have been resolved online, and one quarter even mentioned that the experience was somewhat enjoyable. The article also underscores ongoing concerns over the slow pace of digitalization in public administration. It notes that despite ambitious goals set by the German government under the modernization agenda, 288 out of 577 services under the Online Access Act remain undigitized. The report mentions measures introduced with the OZG 2.0 legislation, such as the Deutschland ID, the once-only principle, and the push for a one-for-all strategy that would allow digital services developed in one state to be used nationwide. Hamburg's successful launch of an electronic residency registration system, already connected to 2,000 registration offices, serves as an example of how inter-agency collaboration can achieve tangible benefits. The article from Welt am Sonntag presents a detailed view of administrative challenges and governmental efforts to streamline and modernize public services through enhanced digital solutions.
The Connect.de article reports that Vodafone has achieved a record in fixed network data consumption for 2025, surpassing 54 billion gigabytes, which marks nearly a 10% increase from the previous year. The report details the significant expansion of Vodafone's gigabit network, now reaching approximately 30 million households and achieving a coverage of about 73% with both cable and fiber technologies. The article emphasizes that strategic network segmentation has enhanced performance and stability, with 620,000 upgraded connections and an additional 70,000 new gigabit-ready connections already installed, particularly in new developments. It further highlights progress in expanding fiber-to-the-home infrastructure, with around 450,000 fiber connections completed in collaboration with the OXG Alliance, and ongoing projects in over 45 cities, including Berlin, Cologne, Leipzig, and Nuremberg, as well as proprietary developments in locations such as Dienstlaken and Brandenburg an der Havel. The report concludes that the surge in data usage is primarily driven by increased consumption of streaming services, cloud applications, and home office activities, with notable data spikes during live sports events like the Football Champions League.
Focus.de reports on a new fraud scheme that is now targeting millions of telecom customers. The article explains that a fraudulent email claiming the immediate payment of a fixed line bill has been sent to customers despite many not having subscribed to any such service. The report gives an example from a reader in Franken who quickly recognized the scam and did not provide any sensitive bank details, thus avoiding potential financial loss. It is noted that the fraudsters employ advanced machines that generate hundreds of combinations of numbers and email addresses within seconds, increasing the likelihood of hitting a valid account. The publication emphasizes that the risk materializes only if recipients click on the links and enter personal data, and it advises vigilance and ignoring such unsolicited messages.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.